How is? I hope everybody's doing good this morning. It's probably not a good idea to ask everybody a question up here, then everybody might answer. But anyway, I thought of asking how is everybody doing this morning, but it's probably better to say I'm doing good. I hope you're doing well also, or something like that. But anyway, either way, it's a good morning. I was blessed by kind of the coolness we had this morning. It was just refreshing. It was pretty hot yesterday, and I woke up this morning and I was kind of pleasantly surprised. But God's mercies are new every morning. We're grateful for that. So my mind was on Father's Day, and I know we're going to have a Father's Day message, so I don't know. We could probably both talk about the same thing, and I know the brother is going to share about Father's Day this morning, but... I didn't have a lot of time to study, and it's kind of what came to my mind, and it's kind of where my mind has been. So, it may be a little different. This is probably a little different direction than I would normally think or go. So I'm just going to talk about it. But anyway, when I think of Father's Day, the first thing I thought of was our Heavenly Father. We have a Heavenly Father, and that's true for all of us. If we have chosen to be his children, we have a Heavenly Father. We all have an earthly father. Some of us don't. Our earthly father is not in our lives. Some of us have never met our earthly father. There's a whole lot of things that go along with that. I have children. I love being a father. I think that's probably one of the things that I enjoy most. It's probably one of the most challenging things I've done in my life. But it's also probably one of the most, I really do enjoy being a father, especially when I like my older children too, but it's a lot of fun when our children are young, and there's really good fun times with that. And the other thing I thought of was spiritual fathers, people that have, maybe, I don't know if spiritual fathers is the right word, but people who have had an influence in our lives. I'm going to just start, and this is not... Yeah, real in depth or anything, but I'm just going to start a little bit. When I think of our Heavenly Father, and the verse that my mind went to was in James, and it's James 1:27. And you might not think of this when you think of Father's Day, but it goes like this: pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So we see in this verse that first of all, it talks about our Heavenly Father. It talks about God and the Father, that's a constant for us. It talks of God's heart for children. It talks about God's heart for children, especially who don't have fathers, and it talks about widows. And speaking about that, God also has a heart for someone without a father is very vulnerable. Widows are very vulnerable. God has a heart for vulnerable people and children. Children, we see that all through Scripture. Thinking of our relationship with our Heavenly Father, when we think about this, how amazing it is that we can have a relationship with the God of the universe that created all things. And who wants to be our Father? When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he told them, he said, when you pray to God, this great and holy God, pray our Father, which is in heaven. And that relationship, I think when we think of our relationship to God in the way of a father and a son, I think that brings a lot of clarity to the relationship that God wants to have with us. We know that God is mercy, and we also know that God is righteous, and there will be judgment. But God really does desire to have a relationship as a father and a son with us, a good relationship. Not all earthly relationships between fathers and sons are good, but God is a perfect father, God is a holy father, and God wants to have that relationship with us. God has given us a choice whether or not we want to reciprocate that relationship with him or be part of that relationship. But that's an awesome privilege that we all have, and we can... We can take comfort in the fact knowing that God is merciful, and He loves us and He cares about us as a father does for His son. And that's a that picture of our relationship with God is really amazing if we think about it. We can also think of God's love for people and for the fatherless. In Psalms 68:5 it says, "Sing to God, sing praises to His name, lift up a song to Him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord." Verse 5 says, "A father of the fatherless and protector of the widows is God in His holy habitation." God wants to protect the fatherless and the widows. And He also wants His people, us, His children, to help with that. And we see that in James. He says, pure religion. And we think of this word religion. I don't know what you think of when you think of religion. I think if we look at the Strong's, we'll see that this verse in James is talking about worship or something to that nature. Pure worship before God the Father and undefiled is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. This is one of the forms of worship that we bring to God, and the sacrifice that we can make to Him is to be compassionate in the way that God is compassionate. You know, as earthly fathers, we often make mistakes. There's a lot of things that I try to teach my children, and I try not to be a hypocrite, but I tell them things sometimes, and then I do something completely different. We've all heard the saying that more is caught than taught, and that's true. I can think of, you know, saying something to my children, telling them that you should do this and you should do this, and then I'll make a mistake, and I will completely do something different, and I'll have to apologize or something like that. But so as we live in relationship with our Father, and we lead our children, we teach them. I'm not saying that we shouldn't teach them, but we should also live out what we teach. That's the challenge, is not to just to not teach things that we're not living out, but to remember what we teach and then to live out those things that we teach our children. As a father, and leading our families, I think of small things. And I'm gonna make a point here with we're all familiar with a SPLOST, the tax that we have, a sales tax. I don't know, maybe we're not all familiar with it, but anyway, SPLOST means special purpose local option sales tax. And every so often here in Georgia, we'll vote on whether or not to renew the SPLOST, or and then they add an E on in the front of it for education. But anyway, so it's like 1 cent, 1 penny for every dollar that we spend is is added to the bill when you buy something, and that money goes to, if it's an eSPLOST, it goes for education. But anyway, so you think about one penny is not very much. Like, what can you buy with a penny anymore? Like, it's worth literally nothing. Like, it's not even hardly worth your time to stop and pick up a penny anymore, I don't think. But if we take this cumulative effort of all these pennies together, in Brunswick, or Glynn County, Georgia, I couldn't find exact numbers on it, but there was an article that when they were campaigning for this eSPLOST tax, they said that they expected in 42 months to earn $92 million. So that's, you know, that's not even 4 years, and they expected to earn $92 million with 1 cent from each person. So these small things add up to something great and huge. And when I think of fathering, I think of small things. I think of little decisions that we make every day. And this goes along with any part of life. When we do the small things well, it often leads to something great, a life well lived. Consistency is something that I struggle with very much. I don't do many things consistently. I do eat consistently. That's one thing I enjoy doing. That's something very easy for me to do, is eat consistently. But and even when thinking of eating, when we diet, like if we consistently eat just a little bit less or half or whatever, those things add up. It's all, like, there's so many things in life that are just consistently doing something. When you exercise and work out, if you consistently do something that's not very hard oftentimes your muscles get really big. Some people's do anyway. But you understand what I'm saying. It's these small things that we do. The consistently spending our time with God in the morning. The consistency of being obedient in the small things. The consistency of getting up when our alarm goes off, even though we don't feel like it. The consistency of going to work every day. The consistency of all these consistent things. Over time, over the course of life, I was going to look up some of these things. How much time we actually spend doing little things over the course of a life, and I know that small things add up to a lot of time at the end of life. But I didn't do that. But anyway, but there's these things do add up, and when we're consistently our discipline in areas, when we're consistently unselfish, if we're going to be a good father, we have to be unselfish, I think. We can't just be looking out for ourselves all the time and expect to. And that goes in all of life. And we see that throughout the book of James here. James talks about the royal law, according to thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. That's in James 2:8. And he talks about that different places here. But just being unselfish, laying down our lives for our families and our children, having right priorities, just consistently loving God. And, you know, when we lead, as an example, when we lead our children, I think the struggle for me is to, I say the struggle, the tendency or the temptation for me is to give my children the things that I want, maybe the things that I selfishly want, instead of giving them the things that I know they need. That's, I think as we do, Father, if we maintain an internal perspective, as it talks about in Hebrews, if Hebrews 13:14 says, "For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one that is to come," and that's how we live. And in verse 15 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. But the idea of living life with an eternal perspective and exemplifying that to our children and passing that on so that we can, at the end of life, our children can look back and say that Dad really did in the small things. He did care about the kingdom of God, or what did Dad really care about? That's often communicated to our children through the things that we do, or it is communicated to our children in the things that we do. But I guess my challenge to myself and to each one of you fathers is to consistently take care of the small things, to look to our Heavenly Father and His example and the example of Jesus as we live this life and as we pass our time here. But that's all I have. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love to us. Thank you that you are a good Father. Thank you that you give us the things that we need. You don't always give us the things that we want, but that you care about us so much and that you want us to be with you someday in eternity, Father. And we just ask that you would just guide us and direct us as we take care of our children. Help us to lead them in the path of righteousness. Help us to honor you with the way that we live. I ask that you would just bless our church and each one that's here this morning. I just thank you for the blessing that we have of meeting this way. And I thank you for your grace and your mercy to us. And I ask that you would just guide us today. The things that we learn, I ask that you would help us to apply them to our lives and to be builders in your kingdom and to bring honor and glory to your name. And I pray all these things in your name. Amen.